Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond this morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And I got my diamonds up, man. Shout out to Rihanna, who got the Icon Award, American Music Award. First time ever, Rihanna Icon. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to go into anything else but just to say congratulate the queen. She did it, obviously, whether it's politics or whether it's that she's really doing it out there, that people are listening, that they're listening to what the people are saying and the numbers that she's doing. You know, shout out to them, man. Shout out to Rock Nation and her whole team. I know the team was hard for sure. Big accomplishment, so. Just be a diamond in your own life, you know? Shine bright like a diamond in your own field, whether it be even in your own family, you know, just shine bright. I don't mean just to try to outshine. There's a difference between shining bright and outshining. So just shine bright. Let your heart be seen through your eyes. Pretty deep, right? I'm deep this morning. Ooh, watching it.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning,
another Monday morning, another Monday blessed morning. I'm glad to be here. I'm just so grateful. I've been grateful all month. I'm like up to number 306 reasons why I'm grateful. And, you know, somebody put that challenge and said that I couldn't do it. I couldn't give 500 reasons why. I usually do once a day when the November month comes around. They challenged me to 500. I took the challenge, and I'm up to 306 right now. So I will be finished by the time the month ends. And if they would have put the challenge to 1,000, my life is so blessed that I would have found 1,000 reasons why to be grateful. I'm not just going to wait for Thanksgiving. I'm just every day going to be grateful for something. There's got to be always something you're grateful for. I'm going to my phone lines. Good morning, 347, y'all, with MA2K, Motivational Mondays. Let's go.
Yes, hi. Good morning. How you doing, Emma? It's Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning.
Are you staying warm?
Yes, yes. It's like 23 degrees out here, but I'm staying warm.
Oh, my God. And I'm over here complaining about my little 70-something degrees.
Yeah, but yeah, I wanted to say, you know, good morning, and I was just hearing you. You know, I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for this life that I live, and you know, just sharing, you know, the gracefulness of, you know, you spreading the message and me, you know, taking it and, you know, spreading love too, you know. It's a good thing.
Yes, definitely, definitely. You at work already? You already had
your call? Yeah, I'm at work right now, so I took a little break, so a little three, five-minute break. You know, call in and say, you know, good morning, you know. My Monday started right.
Good, amen. I appreciate you calling in. I thank you. Have a great, great and awesome Thanksgiving. You know, go visit a family or friends or whoever. Just don't be alone that day. And go be grateful for the things that you have. You know, a lot of people always want to concentrate on what they don't have, and we gotta concentrate on what we do have. You know, one being that if you're listening and obviously we're talking, you woke up today. You know, so and the rest is just, you know, the rest is just a bonus. We woke up, we opened our eyes, and everything else happens after that is a bonus. So I'm looking for my bonuses. I just got one of my bonuses. You called in.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say, you know, for everybody, you know, just to be grateful, and on the holidays, you know, like you said, don't be alone, and please don't text, and don't drink and drive. The weather's going to be bad Tuesday and Wednesday, so I'm just letting y'all know, just be grateful for the little time you have, and appreciate everything in life.
Well, you're calling in from New York, so he's giving the weather for New York City. But everybody, no matter whether it's, you know, whether the weather's good or bad, it's still not a good thing to text and drive or to be on the phone because you could be distracted. So just be careful. This time of year is the biggest time of year for accidents and everything else, and also for suicide. So if you know anyone that's depressed and you know for sure they, you know, may not have a place to go to eat or something, you know, reach out to them. Reach out to them. If you can, invite them to your home or don't want to, at least make sure that they ate that day. You know, come out and bring them a plate. You know, come out and bring them a plate. There's nothing wrong with that. So just be grateful. We all have to be grateful because we're all a paycheck, a decision, a moment away from being like that person, you know? So,
All right, Emma, so I got to let you go because I got to get back to work. But thank you and have a blessed morning.
As well you. Peace.
Peace.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
You ain't bringing me down, not today, not tomorrow, not any other day. Motivational Mondays with those sexy hosts, Emma E2K. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's on deck on Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagram. I see you. I'm getting your IMs. Trying to answer everybody while doing the live show, so bear with me. Shout-out to Francis and Gungi from the Bronx. Also, shout-out to Glenn Tapp, who's checking me out to see how I get down. I hope that you enjoy the show, and I hope that I meet your expectations. I'm going to read an open letter that I wrote, an open letter to my brothers. And, you know, and this is for you guys. And I say this, you know, and I plead with you guys with love, you know, with the love with my heart actually in my hand. And this goes out to you, my brothers that are tied to me through blood, family or otherwise. Everybody that's on a Facebook on a little ham right now. Give me a second while I read this letter. Greetings. I'm asking for your respect for my sisters. I'm begging for your protection of them. Love them without the possessiveness. Give them the motivation to reach their true potential. Allow them the freedom to return the love you offer. View her as the queen that she is, but also as someone's daughter, sister, niece, mother. Honor her devotion to her family. Respect her enough to share your personal energy and body just with her. Let that be sacred between the two of you. Love her unconditionally, even when she has her days that she seems distant. Give her space, and then return to reassure her that you got her back 100%. We are creatures of emotion, so protect our feelings. Don't forget her birthday or important dates that matter to her. When you ask a queen to join you, you accept all her flaws and baggage, so know what you're getting into. Go in with a full understanding that when things get rough, you will stick it out. There's so much more than sex objects. So, my brother, the next time you're checking out one of my sisters as a potential girlfriend slash wife, remember this open letter and what I request for you and what I request for my queen sisters all over the world. Man up. And this is for me, sister M.H.K., your motivator. I hope you take that letter in. I hope you pay attention to what I'm saying in the letter and don't right away go and change it all. But the women, that's not what I'm saying. This open letter is to you, my brother. Just take heed to what I'm saying. Pay attention to my words. That's all I ask. I know women have, we all have our issues and everything is always two-sided. But I can only speak from my perspective. As a woman, I can only, you know, plead for the safety and the love and protection of my queen sisters. If you guys have something else to say, then you open, you know, do an open letter to your sisters or to me. anything you would like to send me, send it to mh2k@gmail.com. We're also accepting drop lustradioonline@gmail.com. Make sure it's under 30 seconds and, you know, and we'll play it. So going back to music, I see everybody on deck. I see you. I see you. I'm trying to get to everyone. Peace and love to everybody. Thank you, you know, for tuning in. The point of the show, I always have to remind everybody because we always have new listeners, the point of the show is to motivate and to get, you know, that heart pumping with positiveness so it can last you all week through. So Monday, I got to go hard. I got to go hard with the motivation so it can be able to hold it for the rest of the week. Don't forget to show me love at emmae2k.com. That's www.emmae2k.com. Make sure you sign a guest book. You know, I also need some motivation, all right? Can you show me some love? Let's go.
All you want someone to take your place.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma ETK. I'm in the building. I see everybody on the check-in, Twitter, Instagram, all the social networks. I'm Googleable, so go to Google, type in Emma ETK, type in Lust Radio Online, and make sure you follow us. We'll follow you back. It's a follow for a follow, a like for a like. Shout out everybody. You know, that's calling in. You know that for those that are tuning in through either the website, your iPad, or your laptop, you can also call in 347-826-7722 and listen via phone. When I go to the phone line and I bring you in, all you have to do is just stay quiet because I give you 3 seconds. And then I keep you there, and then you can continue listening to the show. There's some people that are on the go, that are in the street, and want to listen to the show, you can do it via phone. you can also go to lastradioonline.org and it'll explain to you how to be able to get the app for your phone, for the smartphone. The phones are getting smarter and smarter by the day. So you can also tune in to the show through your phone, or you can call in again, 347-826-7722. And, I'm just feeling very grateful. Thanksgiving, it's a couple of days away. This is going to be one of the years where my mom is going to have all her children and her grandchildren under the same roof. So I'm excited about that. You know, we try to do that every year, but of course things happen and, you know, and you go to plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. So we're about plan M, and which is to make it happen. and we're going to be so blessed to be able to do that this year. You know, I keep asking everyone, you know, everyone keeps hitting me up because usually around this time I do a gift, what's called a gift thanks dinner. I started that about 10 years ago in New York City. And I'm not in New York City. I'm right now in Florida. So, you know, to commute back and forth to be able to do the gift thanks dinner that I've been doing for the last 10 years, it's, you know, it takes a toll with everything else that I have to do. But that doesn't mean that you guys cannot, all those that are volunteering, all those that want to contribute and help, all I ask you is feed somebody for Thanksgiving, even the day before. Or if you know anyone that's a little short in their Thanksgiving dinner, maybe they need an extra turkey or whatever, you know, make that happen for them. You know, go take somebody an extra pie. When you're walking down the street, like I'm sure plenty of people do, see other people in the street that haven't ate and you know they haven't ate, take them a plate. Offer them a plate. You know, just be grateful for what you have and try to spread that joy and that greatness, because it's a beautiful thing to make somebody else smile and just to make somebody else notice. People just want to be seen. Go to my phone line, 718-718. Good morning. You're on with MA2K. Oh, okay. And they shied away and bounced. It's okay, people, like I say. You can call in. I go to my phone line. If you don't want to speak, it's cool. I'll just call the first three numbers. You don't say anything. I continue to keep you on hold, and you continue to listen. But shout out to everybody. They're doing the work. Shout out to my sister, my queen sis, La Tere, whose journey I've been watching, and I'm so proud of her with all the things she's accomplishing and all her contribution to the universe. It's amazing. You know, her success is my success, just like my success is hers. So I will continue. I will continue in my work.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that
that I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me.
So I continue to always walk with a smile on my face. No matter what's happening internally or whatever, I continue to smile. Not because I'm trying to be funny, but I continue to smile so it won't break my stride and it won't, you know, the devil won't steal my joy. Because that doesn't mean just because I may be passing through hard times, I have to be so bitter. I want to talk to those that are going through things, especially in this holiday season. Please go out, you know, reach out. Reach out to a friend, a family member. Reach out to an unknown. You know, stop someone in the street, engage in conversation, and speak, you know, speak. Get help, you know. It's not that serious to take your life, not at all. There's so much to live for. You know, still so much things to do in life, so many people you need to encounter, that life, you know, it's amazing. It has its flaws, like everything else. There's nothing perfect. No, not at all. You know, and at times it can be hard, harsh and cruel, life. But it has its moments of reward, you know, where you're like, wow, amazing. You know, I'm glad I opened my eyes today. I'm glad that I gave myself another chance. You know, your life is precious. You are so, so worthy of so much. You know, don't rob us from not having you around. God bless you. And just know that if no one today has told you they love you, I love you. I love you, and I feel that you're very important, and I feel your life is very worthy. And please hold on. If not, you know, hold on one more day. You know, just hold on one more day. Make it through this day. Let's think about this day today and make it through this day. And don't let nobody make this try.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. All this time I was finding and I didn't know I was lost. Stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. For life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and
cause you shine at something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and there on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can say it is no place. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can say it is no place. Where could it go?
Thank you. looking right at the other half of me. The thing I see that's dead in my heart is a space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror.
Oh.
My mirror staring back at me.
Oh.
I couldn't get any bigger.
Oh.
With anyone else inside of me.
Oh.
And now it's clear as a promise. It's a one, cause it's like you're my mirror.
Oh, my mirror's
staring back at me. Staring back at me. Oh. Shout out to all the chicken people that don't want to call in. I don't know why. I see you on the Facebook. I'm not putting you on blast, and I'm not saying your name, but I'm just saying I don't bite, and I definitely can't get through to the airwaves. So good morning to you. God, there's nothing to be scared of. I mean, I'm like the sweetest person in the world, truly, truly. Everybody that's on the check-in, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you already know how to follow me. I'm Googleable. Soy Googleable. Make sure you type in MRE2K, type in Lush Radio Online, and follow us on through the social networks. We love to be followed, not the stalkers, though, you know. Even stalkers, please stay away, because I do have security, and I have always my security button, you know, on standby. shout out to New York City, shout out to Philly, shout out to Connecticut, shout out to Chicago that's on the check-in, you know, we're tapping in a little international market. I'm loving it. Dude, that keeps hitting me up on Tango from Dubai. Dude, I want to talk to you. Stop it already. Jesus, from Dubai. We don't even speak the same language. So shout out to everybody from Dubai. I mean, you know, I communication people, like, get the translation to English. I don't speak, you know, Spanish, English, that's all I can do. Shout out to those that was watching the American Music Awards yesterday, and they had so much to say about it. I'm not even going to tap into what people were saying about it because, you know, I'm just not promoting that in this show. But, you know, it was some good highlights. There were some good highlights. I enjoyed a couple of people that I thought I wasn't. I was very surprised that others. And all in all, it's entertainment, people. It's not that serious. All in all, it's just entertainment. You know, everything they put on the radio, on the TV and on the radio. You know, it's all about entertainment. So grab what you can out of it. Grab what's positive and what's entertaining and let go of the rest of the stuff. What does it matter that Riri had a doobie? You know, doobie's been around for like forever and a day. Could she have done another hairstyle? Maybe. Well, maybe she wanted to make a statement. You know, she's getting an icon award, and maybe she just wanted to minimize her situation or her life. I mean, you don't know what people are going through, and, you know, and what their journey is all about. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Gobble Gobble Day for those that don't eat meat, you know, vegetarians and the vegans. Still have a blessed one. You know, for those that tap into the real, real history of Thanksgiving and don't want to celebrate it for their religious, you know, purpose and belief, regardless of whether it's Thanksgiving or whatever, what I mostly want to promote and put out there is that we need to be grateful for what we have. And we definitely need to understand that the blessing is always in the giving. So people, please, that day or any day, you see anybody that's hungry, a feast could be done any particular day. You grab any Sunday, any Saturday, and decide you're going to invite some family or friends over, or you decide you're going to cook or have someone cook or grab a plate of food and just take it to someone that you know hasn't ate or is hungry or don't have access to food. Lord knows I do this all day long. You know, I make sure there's milk in people's refrigerators. I feed people all the time, or I send them the money for them to feed their families. It's nothing. I'm not saying it just because I'm boasting or whatever, not in the least. I'm saying it because if I can do it, a single mother with three children, and you have the access to do it and the availability to do it, why not do it? It doesn't kill you. I'm still standing strong. I'm still being blessed because I'm giving back, because I understand that the blessing is in the giving. So I continue to give, and I will continue to give. And I'm just, you know, I'm just asking you for you guys to do the same. Just if you know anyone that's in need, if you know anyone is in need of a conversation, you know, that's a way to feed somebody. This time, you know, it's the holidays, is a high rate for suicide. So please, you know, contact somebody, text somebody, let them know that you care about them. Let them know that they're worthy and that they're important and, you know, and that they matter. That they matter, that you see them, that you know, you know, that they're around. So God bless everybody. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you to all those that text on me, that continuously give me love and support. That is what I feed off of. That is my motivation. Happy Thanksgiving to my family worldwide. It's a blessed one for me. Please, please do the same. Motivational Monday with your sexy host, Emma ECK, and I'm out, and I'm leaving you with my theme song. Peace.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns stretching in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal,
royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler,
ruler.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care,
we aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal,
royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler,
ruler.
Crave a different kind of